USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following days of attacks from other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll out today from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31% support, Bloomberg with 19%. Joe Biden's third with 15%. Bloomberg's position means he qualifies for tomorrow's debate in Nevada. NASCAR team owner Joe Gibbs apologizing for his winning team's celebration after Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 last night. Gibbs said the team quickly stopped the victory lane celebration when they learned how serious Ryan Newman's last lap crash was.
In a shower of sparks on his roof.
That is heard on Fox. Miraculously, they say Newman does not have life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
A New York City jury set today to begin deliberations in the rape trial of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Attorney Gloria Allred represents one of the witnesses and says whatever happens in this case, Weinstein faces more charges.
This is not going to be the end for Mr. Weinstein because the L.A. prosecutors will proceed with their criminal case.
Hundreds of people in Jackson, Mississippi, still out of their homes because of flooding, the Pearl River cresting higher than it has in nearly 40 years. And after a week of heavy rain, more is on the way in the next few days. The Boy Scouts of America filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy overnight as the organization faces hundreds of lawsuits from men who say that scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. The scouts have been looking into the possibility of bankruptcy for over a year. The legal exposure has ramped up, though, since a number of states changed their laws to give sexual abuse victims more time to sue their abusers. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Stocks sliding on Wall Street so far this morning as Apple has taken a hit from the coronavirus, saying it's going to affect its revenue, especially because sales are down in China. At the opening bell, all three major averages were trading lower. Massive job cuts are coming to HSBC because of its sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs are to be slashed over the next 3 years. A third of the bank's branches in the United States are also going to be closed. The fight over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation could end up in court. President Trump ripping the probe in multiple tweets today, ending with him hinting at a possible lawsuit. He said he would be, quote, suing everyone all over the place if he wasn't currently president, but then added in all caps, maybe I still will. And the San Francisco Giants say a former player is not invited to a reunion of the 2010 World Series winning team because of his controversial tweets. First baseman Aubrey Huff tweeting a photo of his sons at a gun range. The caption, he said he was training them up in case Bernie Sanders defeats President Trump in November. In another tweet, Huff wrote that he was off to Iran to kidnap about 10 women so he could bring them back to fan us and feed us grapes. Huff said he was never threatening anyone's life, he never would do so, and he says the post about Iran was obviously a joke. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.